Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem.
Hi, I received a reservation code and I wanted to find out more about your loans.
Yes, what is your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0801-0018-8945.
Alrighty, let's pull this up here. How's your day going today?
Well, now that the hurricane's over, it's pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Where are you?
Pretty good. It's Friday, you know. We're approaching that weekend.
Where is your office?
I'm sorry?
Where's your office?
In San Diego, California, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't really have to go through that whole hurricane process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So are you, you're calling from Lots of Yachts?
Yes.
Excellent. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Sheila Schwartz.
One more time?
Sheila Schwartz.
Sheila Schwartz. All right, great. And let's see here. Are you the owner of the company?
Yes.
Perfect. Let's get that here. All right, and let's confirm here. Are you at 9 Sheffield? Is that still the address?
Yes.
And then
Sheffield A.
Sheffield A, West Palm Beach, Florida?
Yes.
And 33417 is the billing zip code, correct?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And what is a good phone number in case we do get disconnected here?
917.
917.
691.
691.
5688.
5688. Excellent. All right. And do you have a good email address?
LotsYachts, L-O-T-S, Y-A-C-H-T-S, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. And just to confirm with you, is your business an S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC? What's the structure?
Subchapter S.
One more time?
Subchapter S.
Oh, you're an S-Corp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let's get that here. All right, so, I mean, we have many programs available depending on your specific needs. So let me, you know, what are you looking for? What are you looking to do so I can point you in the right direction, really?
I'm looking to borrow between $25,000 to $30,000. Mm-hmm. Or otherwise have a revolving line of credit. Or
right. So 20 to 25?
25 to
30. 25 to
30.
Let's
or 20. It just all depends
yeah.
what your terms are.
Correct. Okay, so tell me, what are you going to be using the money for?
Social media campaigns and marketing.
All right. Social media and marketing. And do you currently do any like social media or marketing right now?
I do a little bit, yeah.
And you want to just do more of it in the same kind of way, or are you looking into doing different kinds?
Yeah, I want to do a blitz campaign.
Okay, very nice. And so if you were to get these you know, social media and marketing advertisements out, how much do you think it would increase the business sales or anything?
Probably around 40, 50%.
Oh, really? Okay, so it would make a huge difference for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, I want to sign up for some more conferences and memberships.
Oh, excellent. So you would increase memberships and things like that. So mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the business, actually? I'm a little curious. So what do you guys do?
We do parties and events on land and sea. We manage yachts and also locations, and we do weddings, anniversaries, corporate events, bar mitzvahs, closing dinners, memorials at sea, conferences.
Wow, very nice. You guys do a lot of things then.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And
we have a presence in New York and in Florida.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. When were you looking to, pick up this money for the marketing? Just as soon as possible, or
ASAP.
ASAP? The sooner you get it, the sooner you're gonna make money, right?
You got it.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about your credit. Would you say you're like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Last time I looked, it was about 650.
650. Okay, pretty good. Keep you in there.
But that was about a month ago, so.
About a month ago. Not much has changed since then, you don't think?
Don't
Yeah.
give or take a point, a couple of points.
Yeah. Tell me about your sales. How'd you do last year in sales?
Last year, I think it was about 400,000.
And how are we doing this?
Sure, it's probably around 300, 350.
Around 300 to 350 is that's what you're on track for?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What caused that decrease there?
Excuse me?
Did what caused a decrease for you?
It's just the market, I guess, competition.
Oh really? Did you just get more competition this year than last
Yeah.
year?
Yeah.
Okay, so the market kind of
Also,
drove it
I
down.
lost an employee, so my employee started to compete with me.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
That is not nice.
True.
Yeah. How long have you guys been in business?
About 22 years.
Oh, so you guys are pretty well established then. You have a good rapport. How'd you get into the industry yourself?
I was a professor of business, and I wanted to live on a boat in New York City. So I found a boat and lived on it, and then people started saying I should do parties there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually really cool. I've never heard that
Right.
before.
And then one day Cyndi Lauper came by before she got famous and said, "I want to do a concert here." So she started doing concerts, and I kind of had a hot club for a while.
Wow, and it all sparked from there, huh?
And it all started from there. And then after 9/11, I lost a lot, so I came to Florida and started over.
So you did it all over in Florida. Was it better in
Yeah.
Florida?
It's better in New York.
It's
I
better in
mean,
New
you know,
York, really.
people don't have boats, and tourists want to see the Statue of Liberty, and
Right.
there's tons of different fragments for the market.
Right. Wow. How long ago
Well, it is
did
a
you end
nice
up?
place to live if you want to be in a hurricane.
Oh man, how long have you been in Florida?
Since 9/11.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So right
I'm
afterwards.
in both places.
Gotcha. But you have your main office in Florida right now?
Yes.
Gotcha. And are you
Kind of
the
reversed seasons.
Oh, okay, I see. Are you the 100% owner for the company?
Yes.
Okay, great. And have you already looked into financing at all? Or is this kind of...
I'm just started today.
Oh, okay, great. So we're glad you gave us a call then. Do you currently have any loans out for the business?
I have an Amex loan, but they take money out of the American Express cards. I think I owe about $8,000 on that.
You have an
But
$8,000
that,
balance.
yeah, but that's over with in February. They take it out every month
Oh, okay,
based
gotcha.
on American Express sales.
Gotcha. And how did you, what did you start off with as a balance?
I think it was 20,000 or
Was a $20,000 loan initially?
started. I think so.
Okay. And how long was it?
It's a year long.
Oh, it's a 1 year
So
loan.
I've had it since February, so I've paid most of it off.
And it was a monthly payment?
Yes.
Okay.
American Express payments.
Gotcha. And then is there a monthly payment that you pay every time, or does it just depend on your sales?
It depends on the sale.
What's the, is there a certain percentage that they take?
I think they take 8%.
8%, okay. Great. And then
I mean, I've gotten offers today. You're the fourth person I've called. I've gotten offers from 5% to 15%.
Right. Yeah, there's all kinds of financing out there. But what happens if you don't end up getting this loan?
Nothing.
No. You're just going to continue doing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the return on investment would be 40 to 50%. You said, would that be just your monthly increase?
Right.
Okay, great. I mean, based on what you told me, it sounds like it would be for our working capital program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically what the working capital program is it's, you know, it's a short-term working capital loan and it's unsecured.
What does short-term mean?
Well, I mean, it ranges. There's anywhere between 3 months to 3 years. So it really depends on what you look like on paper. But there are a couple things we take a look at, and there are just a few simple documents. First is the 6 months of the most recent bank statements for the business. And then we also take a look at the most recent tax return for the business. Those are the only two pieces of information that I need from you. And then on my end, I'm going to be sending you a one-page application after this phone call through email. And
I think I have it.
Oh, do you already have the application there?
Well, you can resend it.
Yeah, I can resend it to you in the email. But basically that application, just, you know, the name of the business, your name, you know, your ownership, address, things like that. And then just six-month bank statements and then tax returns. And then once you send that over to me, I'll get it right over to underwriting. And then typically within 24 hours, I'll be able to get back to you with whatever terms and rates and things like that that you can qualify for. But I mean,
what are your usual terms?
It all really honestly depends on what you look like on paper, but it ranges anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. Percentages all depend on the business revenue and how you look credit-wise and all that. But,
okay.
Yeah, I'll send it over to underwriting. They get back to me within 24 hours, and then from there, obviously, I give you whatever information they gave me. And then it's obviously your decision from there whether you want to proceed or not. But we can definitely get you something early next week.
Okay. Well, I won't be able to do it today, but I'll do it by Monday.
Yeah, sure.
I have to get you 6 months' worth of bank statements. That requires a little bit of work. So.
Yeah.
Is that sent to you via email or via fax?
Yeah, you can send it to me however you like, whether you want to mail it in, email it, fax it, whatever's easier for you, really. I can accept it anyway. But
what is your email?
My email is H and then Y-O-U, S as in Sam, E, F as in Frank, and then it's @ bankofcardiff.com.
Is that a Welsh bank?
I'm sorry?
Where is Bank of Cardiff located?
In San Diego, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's a good email for you so I can shoot over that information?
It's lotsyachts, L-O-T-S. YACHTS @gmail.com.
All right. I'll go ahead and shoot over that information to you right now. And
okay.
If you can gather that stuff over the weekend and, you know, have it for me by Monday, I can get you something by Tuesday.
Okay. Thank
Sound
you.
Good?
Okay. I'll take a look at it. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good. No problem.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
You have a good one, Sheila.